You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 591 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week, including my three-part interview with Chicago-based Canadian bluesman Nigel Mack, but I'll get things started off with Nanaimo, BC's David Gogo. Recorded live in 2002 at Deer Lake in Burnaby, BC, this is Just Ask Jesse James.
Do what you want. much.
To clear my mind.
Hold.
Closing out our opening set of rockin' blues music from their new release, Death Wish Blues, we had Samantha Fish and Jesse Dayton with Riders. Before that, from their brand new release, Smoke Burst, we had Brazil's Mario Rossi Band with Leaving for a Walk. And I got this week's rockin' blues show started off with Nanaimo BC's David Gogo and Just Ask Jesse James, recorded live at Burnaby's Deer Lake in 2002. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the first part of my three-part interview with Canada's Chicago-based bluesman, Nigel Mack. I've got Nigel Mack with me here at Guilt & Co. down in Gastown. This is the first in-person interview I've done in about 4 or 5 years. Good to see you, Nigel. How are things going?
It's going great. Thank you very much. Great to see you. Great to be your first one since the pandemic.
You've got a new album out. It's your fourth. It's called Back in Style. Now, I've seen a couple different release dates. Was it released on June 1st?
June 1st, 2023. Yes, that's right.
It's 12 songs and over 46 minutes long, all originals, produced by Grammy winner Michael Freeman. What was it like working with him?
Well, actually, it was produced by me, but Michael did the recording of the thing. He was an instigator in the entire affair. I've been working with him for a long time, and he's a great guy. Really nice ears, very good with getting cats in the studio to have great performances. He's really good at getting a performance out of musicians.
So how's it feel having it out there? It's been out there for a little while. It's on the charts and stuff.
Yes, great. Well, it's finally out. You know, we were supposed to release this in 2019, and then things got pushed back a little bit. Well, we released it in the spring of 2020. Then the damn-demic hit, and then that pushed everything back. And then my engineer got sick with COVID and long COVID, and then one thing after another. So we finally decided that we're going to release it in June of 23.
So now you're up here in BC on a Western Swing. Yep. How's that been going?
It's going great. We've had a sold-out show past Friday night at Frankie's, and we had the seven-piece Big BC Blues Attack. That was a lot of fun. And then we had a great show on Sunday at Sundays in the Park, and that was just fabulous. So it was just a beautiful day, and the band was smoking hot. It was just great.
I was telling you beforehand, the last time I saw you was at Frankie's Jazz Club, and you're the only blues act I've ever seen there.
Well, I'm sure that I'm not the only one who plays there. Hopefully, I'm not the only one who plays there, because I think that my friends, like Les Is More, they play there from time to time. I know Steve Kozak's played there, you know, some good friends of mine. So, yeah, it's a great venue since we lost the Yale, and now the Railway Club is gone. You know, you got to get it while you can, you know?
One of the things I got to tell you I like about your new album, like I said, it's 12 songs. The longest song is like just over 4.5 minutes. So for a guy who's trying to cram a bunch of songs into a 2-hour show, that's great for me.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, I do things like that. Like if people want to see long stretched out songs, they can come and see the live show. You know, that's why we can play 3 hours straight, you know. So as a result, you know, I want to make these songs so they're concise and so there's not a lot of fluff. There's just the stuff.
Like we said, the album came out on June 1st, but I think I saw you had an official release at Buddy Guy's on the 9th of July.
Yeah, we had our official release at Buddy Guy's, and once again, we had the seven-piece band. It was amazing. Buddy wasn't there, but that club is such a lot of fun. It's a great club. Thrilled to always play there. I've been playing there since 1997.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has Buddy joined you on stage for any of those?
Yes, he has, as a matter of fact. You know, every once in a while he'd be there, and if he's there and he's feeling right and he's, you know, everything's just working right for him, then he'll sit in with the band and sing some lewd songs.
I was checking out the charts like I always do before I interview somebody, and overall you're number 14 on the blues charts and number 6 for contemporary blues, but you're number 4 in the Illinois chart.
Well, that's great because, you know, last I heard we were number 3 in the contemporary blues charts, and that's just a thrill. You know, it's just nice to be in that top 20, top 40 category. That means people are listening to the record. Hopefully, if they listen to the record, they want to come to see the band. They want to go to the website, nigelmack.com, and pick up a CD. We'll send it to them. They can also download high-resolution digital files at Bandcamp to get the whole CD.
Speaking of charts in the top 40, you've got 5 singles in the blues top 40.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Well, it's 41, but we'll say top 40.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic, man. I didn't realize there was 5 singles on the record. It's always just nice to have one. You know, I say I'm winning if I have one song anywhere near there. So.
Then you mentioned you had some 7-piece bands. How many are playing at Gilt & Co. tonight?
There's going to be 5 of us on that stage tonight. We've got 2 guitars, bass and drums, and saxophone. And our saxophone player, Lise Gilly, she's up from Chicago as well with me. And she plays flute as well. So we've got my long-term guitar player. He's been playing with me, toured all over the place, done the Chicago Blues Festival with me twice. Double D, Dave Dykhausen on guitar. Then we got Lisa Ray Simons on bass. We got Chris the Wrist Nordquist on drums.
You're playing Burnaby, Port Moody, Maple Ridge, Crescent Beach, Dudney?
Yes, we're playing the Admiral Pub in Burnaby this Friday night, as a matter of fact. This weekend's going to be great.
And it's starting here on Tuesday.
It's starting here. Well, yeah, my life is a weekend.
That doesn't sound so bad. I guess after that, you're back in Chicago, going back to Buddy Guy's.
Yeah, we've got 2 more shows coming up. You know, the rest of the tour, once again, folks need to find out where the tour is at. It is nigelmack.com. That's nigelmack.com. We're doing the Admiral and then the Queens. Then we're playing the Kingfishers way out there in Maple Ridge next Friday night. And then we're in White Rock on the Saturday at Club 240. That's always a great time. I love that place. And then we're going to be going out to Dudney to do the Church of the Blues on Sunday the 30th. And then I'm going to be hanging around here for a couple of days and then heading back to Chicago. And my first gig back is going to be Buddy Guy's Legends on Friday the 4th. So, yeah.
Nice. And do you think when you're out at Kingfishers, you'll be able to drag James Buddy Rogers up on stage?
Well, we'll just have to see if he's feeling the love, you know. Hopefully he is.
He's played on some of your albums before, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he featured prominently on my last record, Devil's Secrets. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a wonderful guitar player. He's toured with me. He's a great guy and a hell of a singer, just a great performer, just a dynamite player. So, yeah, he was instrumental, pardon the pun, in making that last album really happen.
The album starts off with 2 great numbers, Traveling Heavy, which is just this great opening track, lots of rock and guitar, and what I consider the perfect amount of organ. And then right after that, it's Highway 69, which sure sounds a lot like an homage to Elmore James.
It was very much an homage to Elmore James. But, you know, Back in Style is, metaphorically speaking, I have 3 guitars with me, all my harps and wireless, you know, and so people are always accusing me. It's like, man, you bring so much stuff to the gig, man. And I see these other people, like the trumpet player, Derry Byrne, who was with us, you know, on the weekend. He hauls in with a trumpet, you know, and I go, oh, man, he's traveling light. But, you know, you may be traveling light, but I'm traveling heavy. But then it's also about, leaving behind a place that you're living in, your hometown, and going someplace else. And you're carrying all this stuff, you know, packed up inside your van. You're traveling heavy, metaphorically, and then physically in the other aspect.
I checked out a couple reviews online, which are, I always try to find, like, the odd ones. This one, I think, the oddest one I found. It's Okanagan's Hot Wax album reviews by The Rock Doctor. He gave it 4 stars and he said, Back in Style is an intriguing and subtly powerful blend of 2 blues worlds with the juice to reach beyond either and pull in new fans.
Yeah, that's amazing. I remember I was seeing that interview and going, yeah, that's really a cool way of putting it. Yeah, that's really cool. I love it.
And then the other one, Blues Blast Magazine, they said, Nigel aptly proves he is a master of all his instruments. His voice is constantly engaging. And he certainly pulled together some excellent musicians on this fun, friendly album with an easily identifiable theme of chasing women.
It's the story of my life. Actually, I've been married for quite a while, so I don't engage in that anymore. But, you know, I can, you know, live vicariously through others.
Going back to the opening tracks for a second, because after the second one, it kind of, like, the third one is a little bit mellower.
We forgot to talk about the Elmore James part.
Oh, yeah, the Elmore James, yes, of course, because I love Elmore James, and really, who shouldn't?
Yeah, that's definitely an homage to Elmore James. Well, it's really cool because, you know, playing in Chicago, all the cats, you know, in the band, they know exactly what to do because of the lineage, you know, is so strong. You know, the bass player on that track, Vic Jackson, he played with Junior Wells, you know, literally he played with everybody, you know, so they really know what to do. And the drummer in that track, Andrew Blaze Thomas, went on to play with Billy Branch and the Sons of Blues and tour all over the world with everybody. But the song was actually written on Highway 69, which at the time it ran from Indianapolis all the way up to Port Huron, Michigan. That's where it stopped. And so we were playing a gig in Angola, Indiana. And then we were heading south to do a show at the Slippery Noodle Inn in Indianapolis. We were driving along the Highway 69, and all of a sudden just hit me. You know, that's the thing, yeah. So it's very much an homage to that.
Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
body. You know she's always on my mind.
Closing out that set from his new release, Back in Style, we had Canada's Chicago-based bluesman Nigel Mack with his ode to Elmore James, Highway 69. And I got that set started off with the first part of my three-part interview with Nigel Mack. I'll have the other parts later in the show. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brett Morrison. Starting off this set from her soon-to-be-released, The Flame, this is Chicago's Denise LaGrassa with Right Step.
So good, I don't wanna put up no fight.